Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is a new friend. He's the CEO and the founder of U-Turn, a social media, social community for young careerists that has been named one of the top five online communities for starting your career. He's the co-author of a new book that I'm holding in my hand called A World Gone Social. He and Ted Coyne wrote this book, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. And he's our new friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thrilled to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Mark, for over 6 years now, probably somewhere around 07, I guess, 08, it became obvious that social was getting into the marketplace. It was no longer just people visiting back and forth, that this was going to be something that we were going to latch on to, and that it was going to start affecting our businesses. I started talking about that and bringing people like you onto the show and talking about what social means to small businesses, what we have to do, developing strategies, that sort of thing. But after all these years, developing a social strategy for small businesses and maybe even big businesses is still a struggle, it seems to me. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a huge struggle. And Jim, people tend to go one of two ways. Even, you know, 6 years into the social age now, we tend to either think that social media is something our kids do.
Yeah.
Or we think social media is yet another marketing channel, like buying ads on the radio or mm-hmm. spots on the television or display ads in a magazine or a newspaper. And we don't seem to grasp that social, above all else, is a communication tool. It's the first chance we've had as business owners to listen to our customers real time.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, one of the things that I've been telling people for decades and have been using this and myself in my world is, if you want to know what you should be doing tomorrow, if you want to know what you should be doing a year from now, 5 years from now, ask your customers. And that's always been true, but it's never been more true than now, except now we have the infrastructure and the tools and the behaviors that allows us to do that and get that good information, as you say, in real time.
Jim, this is something that's not taught to us as business owners. It certainly wasn't taught to us by our parents
Correct.
Or our mentors. It's not taught, although we're changing that now, thank goodness. It's not taught in business school or college. We're taught how to market. We're not taught how to listen. And social media is, above all else, a listening tool.
Yeah.
And when we choose to actively listen, and you know, it's not always easy, because sometimes, you know, as business owners, we have people that aren't happy with our product or our service or the meal that we serve them
mm-hmm.
or the tax return we made for them. We're gonna hear bad stuff too, and that's not easy, right? The industrial age mechanisms
right.
where we just went and bought ads, all we did was talk ad people and we were safe there. That
those
was well
were the days those that's the period of time, Mark, that's the 10,000 year period of time I call the age of the seller. And that's when most of what was going on between the customer and the seller was manipulation. And that's what you're just describing. And manipulating mean I buy it out on Monday and I take it to the bank on Friday. Social media doesn't work that way, does it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And that's the frustrating, as you said, that's the frustrating part, because for 10,000 years, we didn't have to be that patient. And we didn't have to do that kind of nurturing. We didn't have to listen that hard, did we?
Well, let's face it, Jim. It's a lot easier to talk at people and tell them what they're going to like about our product
right.
and going to like about our company and mm-hmm. going to like about that Mexican food we just served them it's a lot easier to tell them what to think than it is to actually listen and adapt.
The biggest thing that I think small business owners are having to deal with, and see, I believe small business is better at this, is going to be long term going to be better at this than big companies, because social is about connecting with humans. It's not about connecting with organizations, and I think small businesses are going to be better at this. But the problem is we need the marketplace to move kind of fast, because we need to turn our money, we need to get our cash in. And in making an investment in social media, it takes a long time to get our money back. And I think that's the ROI for social media. And you guys talk about that in your book. What's the ROI on social media? That's the part that really befuddles small businesses.
Well, and big businesses, Jim. I mean, we have a chapter in our book called The Death of Large, which describes exactly what you just talked about, that you can't be this big legacy enterprise-level corporation and survive. We must think and act small, even the biggest companies. Well,
yep.
That's what makes social media the great equalizer for small business. We can become nearly for free, because TweetDeck is free, Twitter is free, Facebook is free.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook ads aren't free, of course. Everything else about it is, right? Instagram, Pinterest, everything is free all the way up until we buy big analytics systems,
mm-hmm.
right? So we can be a player. We can be heard. We have a voice, even if we're working out of our den or our garage. We can use social media to compete with those big boys who are so deep into their bureaucracy, and the people who are listening, even if they have somebody listening, Jim, which is dreadfully, the number of people in big business that are listening is dreadfully slow.
Exactly.
Or low. Then we can listen, we can engage, we can act faster than those big boys. So for small business, even though the return on investment's a little bit slower than maybe we're used to or we would like, it still has to be considered the great equalizer.
Well, and see, the thing is if the, it's not, and it's not just the, it's not this, this, there's just the pace of social media. It's also the rules have changed. You know, there was a, you know, in this, especially in the West, it's common for us to walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? Let's do business." And you would say, "Great, let's do business." In the social media platforms, you can't do it that way. And that's, and when we come back, I want you to talk about that a little bit. Give us your website, Mark. Tell us how we can find the book.
The website is www.aworldgonesocial.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's the name of the book. Pronounce your co-author's last name for me.
It's Koine.
Koine. I missed the E on the end there. And Mark Babbitt and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. The book is called A World Gone Social.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.